19th century Texas ranch families wrested shelter from parched earth or random hardy plants and lived in dugouts, one-room log houses, or houses made of mud and cacti. In 1966, Dr. Grover Murray, then president of Texas Tech University in Lubbock, became concerned about the deterioration of these historic ranch buildings. He arranged for 14 acres adjacent to Texas Tech to be set aside for a living ranch museum run by the university. Families contributed historic structures, disassembled at their original sites around Texas, and reassembled along a looping 2-mile footpath at the Ranching Heritage Center, dedicated in 1976. The 35 restored buildings include an 1890 schoolhouse, an 1880 bunkhouse from King County, and a century-old Bear County German dog trot. A milk and meat house from Armstrong County demonstrates how pioneers preserved food by covering crocks of milk, eggs, and butter with wet cloths before placing them in water in a dark room. The oldest structure is the 1838 El Capote, a one-room log cabin built in Guadalupe County during the Texas Republic. Each house features authentic or original period furniture. As testament to the pioneers' ability to build something out of nothing, the 1891 Matador half dugout and its kin sprang up on treeless plains. From the front, dugouts resemble log cabins, but they are built into a hillside or a mesa, their bottom floor carved into the earth and reinforced with wood. The 1904 Pickett and Sotel House from Crockett County utilizes native sotel stalks and mud chinking in a double wall anchored by cedar posts, with grass and mud packed tightly in between for insulation. It's covered with a grass-thatched roof. These structures combine necessity with available materials and the ingenuity of Texas pioneers.